Would you like to describe what you saw?
Yes. First of all, it started out right in with the top of the trees.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite a distance off, but it was just this great big brilliant yellow light. Just a brilliant yellow orange light. Not just a bright yellow, but like a yellow orange.
Yes.
And it just kept getting brighter and brighter, and it looked, when it got brighter, it looked like it got a lot bigger, and it really hurt your eyes. And I kept thinking, gee, maybe it's a transformer on top of a pole or something caught on fire. But then it wasn't that, because it just got real funny, you know?
Yes.
And then it moved up, and it looked to me at one time like it moved over. And then it would get real tiny, real small, and then all of a sudden it would just turn this funny shade of red and stay that way a few minutes, and then just turn this real brilliant yellow-orange. And then just get great big. And then it started moving in toward town. And it went up a little bit higher and a little bit higher. Then it went almost out like a star and just sat there. As it moved up higher, it sat there a little bit. And then it just got like a star. You'd think it was like a real brilliant evening star. And then all of a sudden, it moved up a little bit higher and just came this great big brilliant light again. And then it started moving in toward town. And then it came right over the back, and we were on our patio, and it came right back over the top of the roof, you know, it was up in the sky,
yes.
And it got so far it stopped. And then it waited a few minutes, and it was still this great big brilliant color, and then there was no noise. And then it started heading out east again, and it started moving really fast then. Not so fast that it was gone, you know,
right.
But moving fast. Sort of southeast.
Okay, now, while you were observing the object, could you see anything other than just the light?
Well, we couldn't until it got over and going past us, and then it was still this great big brilliant light, and I kept looking for a shape, you know,
yes.
Of something. And you couldn't detect anybody because it's dark. And you couldn't detect a body of
yes.
It, but there were some other lights on it.
Okay, what color were those?
The other light was so brilliant, you couldn't make out, you know, like a red or green or a blue or anything. It looked to me like it was the same, about three other little lights on it, the same color. There was
okay.
No red or green on it.
Okay. But that light itself, in all the time that you were watching it, the light itself never took on any particular shape?
It was distorted off and on when it was over the tree, and as it moved up. It was funny, but it wasn't, you know, I couldn't tell whether it was because it was so bright. You know how when you look at a light that's real bright at a distance, you can see, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's a funny thing. You can't even explain it.
Okay.
But it didn't take an oval shape, you know,
right.
Or any definite shape. It was just a glowing.
Okay, and was this object hovering more or less at treetop level?
It was at treetop level for me. You know, like we're looking in our backyard.
Yes.
And we're looking out, sort of, north, well, not really northwest, it's west, period, just west.
Uh-huh.
And, when you look out west, it was down low, like treetop level, because I was looking at it from a distance, see?
Right.
And then as it moved up, you know, then it got up away from the trees.
Right.
And then started moving in toward town.
Okay, do you have any estimate of how far away it was from you?
Let's see. Like, we live in Oakdale, and if I was estimating, it would be clear over, maybe 16 or 17, I don't know how to figure feet, you know.
Uh-huh.
But like 16 or 17 miles is what it would seem like to me from where we were, if that far. I don't, you know, it moved into town awful fast, so it may not have been that far out. It might have only been maybe 5 or 6 miles from me.
Right, okay.
But, you know, but length in sky is funny, you know. Like a jet could be in Modesto and we can see it in Oakdale. But, so I can't, I don't really think it would be 16 or 17 miles because it moved in here awful fast. I mean, it was just right out of where the tree moved in. So maybe I am wrong there on that.
Well,
I was being corrected by the other person that saw it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she says it seemed to her like it was just out by the river, you know.
Okay. And did you hear any sound at all during this whole...
There was nothing. There was not even a sound. I thought, well, maybe it was an airplane. We were trying to think of all these things, you know. But there was nothing. And there was no shape as an airplane. There was no body behind it. like a tail.
Yes.
There was nothing. It looked to me like when it got over us, you know, it looked to me like it was, it would have to be round because there was nothing behind it.
Okay. Did it go directly over you?
Not where I could look right up at the belly of it.
Uh-huh.
Like when you're, when you just bring your arm up from your, from your waist and bring it up almost at a 90 degree angle.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it was over me.
Okay, did it, during that period, did it pause or slow down
it
at all?
Did.
It did.
It did. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, and that's what, that's when I said, oh, there's no way an airplane can do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you can hear an airplane.
Right.
And you can hear a jet, you can hear a helicopter, anything like that. You can hear it.
Did you notice any interference with lighting in the area at the time?
No.
Okay.
Because we had our patio light on,
uh-huh.
and everything was fine.
Okay. Were there any pets in the neighborhood making any out-of-the-way noises?
My dog was barking.
Okay.
It didn't start barking till it got over our yard. Oh, well, not right over our yard, but, you know, over us.
Yes.
And then my dog started barking, and he ran in the house.
Okay. Did you and the other party experience any out-of-the-ordinary physical sensations at the time?
No.
Okay.
It's just excitement.
Right.
But nothing at all other than that.
Okay. And there were two witnesses, just you and another party?
Me and my mother, yeah.
Okay.
I kind of wish my husband had been home, but he isn't home from work yet.
And no one took any pictures?
No.
Okay. About what time did you first spot that?
At 12:30. Must have been right around 12:30 because I watched it. I kept saying, gee, look at that funny light. Isn't that weird? You know, and I said, you watch that for a few minutes. And you know what's funny is I've seen a light, something like that, before in that same area, but nothing, and I've watched it out my bedroom window maybe for about 20 minutes, and it changed all these different shapes, but never move in. It would go out. I mean, it would go out, completely out.
Is there anything over, any special surface feature in that area? Any man-made, any dams or electric power stations? Or?
There is an electric power station on River Road, and that would be following it right down the river.
Uh-huh.
And it, now let's see, I have to stop and think. It would be sort of in that same area, really, because it's clear out, it's on River Road, and you go clear out, and, like, I'm two blocks, maybe four blocks in from the river.
Yes.
And it is down the river, PG&E substation.
Okay.
And it's a Maloney's substation, it's called. But we have a Maloney's dam being built clear up in the, you know, clear on up.
Yes.
But that, it wasn't up over there.
Okay.
It was down the mouth of the river, clear down. And there is a substation in there.
Okay.
Now, you know, that's a funny thing because I was trying to locate it along River Road, cause along the river, you know, whenever I was telling you where it was at.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no sense of miles, I mean, you know, or anything like that as far as feet goes or yards or anything. I have no sense whatsoever. I could tell where it is, and he moved it awful fast, so he couldn't have been out as far as I said at first. There's just no way he could have been out that far.
Mm-hmm. Well, visual estimates are very difficult anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Well, would you consider filling in one of our questionnaires if I sent it to you?
Oh, yeah. I'm one of those that just can't believe this. I mean, I believe in them. I'm about the only one in my area here that does. And when I called in, I told the girl, I says, you're just not going to believe this. I says, I can't even tell you what it is. And she didn't even know how to. I called the police department, and I know her because I work in the justice court. And I says, you're just not going to believe this, Pam. And she says, well, tell me. And then they ran out. Well, then the officer on duty, he says, oh, well, tell her it's just an airplane. We saw it move out over town because I told him it was coming into our town. It was on the outskirts of town. Like, they would have to look south to see it.
Right.
And, but it was no airplane. I know, because there was no noise in our backyard except for my dog. And they don't have that brilliant light. Even their headlight is white. On an airplane, their headlight
is
white.
Right.
And there'd be no reason why he'd have to hover, and there'd be no way he could hover in an airplane, except a helicopter, and a helicopter has a sound. You're going to hear it.
Right.
I don't care how high you hear a purr. And there was none. Listen, we thought it all out completely. We really did, because I'm one of those. I mean, I went out one night and sat at the cemetery, believe it or not, for 2.5 hours because they had sightings in the area.
Uh-huh.
And this was last year. And I says, I'm going to see one of them, so help me God. That's when they had the sightings in Sonora, Twain Hart.
Right.
And I says, I know. I'm going to go watch. And I sat out and watched because I believe in them, and nobody else, they think I'm crazy.
No way.
And I says, I haven't seen one of them, and damn it, I'm going to see one of them if I have to travel to Santa Cruz in the next report. Oh, but my dad used to see him every once in a while when he worked Hetch Hetchy waterline. And friends of mine own a ranch out of Knight's Ferry, and he's seen him before, too.
Uh-huh.
And he says he's even just given up even saying anything to people about it because he says they think you're crazy. They don't believe you. I don't care if they think I'm crazy or not.
Well, we get lots of calls. So they're being seen all over.
Yeah. Have you had any more in this area?
Not this evening, no.
Well, I wonder, because the sheriff's office gets calls after calls after calls. And one night I went all the way out on Milne's Road about this time one night. I was listening to my police radio. And they got a reciting out on Milne's Road, which is between Turlock and here, you know, Turlock, California,
yes.
Knocked down. And I went out there, and the sheriff's car was out there. The sheriff's car did see something, but it had gone by the time I got there.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I think that there is definitely something.
Well, we've come to the conclusion that we're dealing with vehicles not manufactured on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It almost have to be. I mean, they're so outmoded completely from us.
Right. Well, that's the results of a 20-year study, so it didn't come very easy.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I kept saying, well, there's, you know, they're going to they ask about shapes. They're going to ask about anything like that, because I'm going to return. I'm going to report this. I said, I'd seen lights, you know, and what you think it is, you know, but it never turns out to be anything.
Right.
And I says, but this definitely is. When it moved out over us, you know, if it was an airplane, we'd either get the after sound as it passed, after it passed, or something, because we're right in the jet stream, because Castle Air Force Base is just 45 miles from here.
Right.
And it headed out that way. Now, whether Castle will turn it or not, I thought a couple of times calling Castle to see if they had reported anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd be surprised how many hundreds of people will see something and not say anything.
And not say anything.
Right.
Isn't that unreal?
Right.
Well, we had one, this has been years and years and years ago. I was a child, a real young girl at the time. And we had this friend that was hitchhiking from Modesto over here in the country. And he swears up and down that one of them swooped down at him.
Oh, this happens all the time.
And, you know, followed him and scared him so bad, I think he probably ran to Oakdale.
Uh-huh.
And that 16 miles. I mean, he was petrified. He was a nervous wreck for days. Now, you don't just get that way over nothing.
That's right. Well, we sure appreciate your calling. And if we get any additional information on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Oh, I would. I'd really appreciate it. I really would. Even if you call Colette.
No, that's good.
I mean, I'll never go to bed all night. I think I'm going to go out in the country.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I want to see one of them. I want to see one. You know what I mean? I don't want to see it going over. I'd like to see it come back by. You know?
Sort of settle down.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to just see. I'd like people to know that this is, you know, not a figment of my imagination.
Uh-huh.
That there's just no way it is. I mean, I'll argue with somebody right under the table. It is not. I know it.
Oh, I'm quite sure that
I have seen other things before. And it turned out, I mean, just swear up and down, stand right there and say, oh, I know that is. Now, don't argue with me, I know it is. And as it moves in, you know, or something like this, it turns out to be, you know, an airplane or something like that. But as it's moving, you can tell that it wasn't hovering. It was, when it moves at you, you know, sometimes you can't tell if they're moving, when they're moving toward you, you know. And, but there's nothing like this light. There is just nothing like this light. It got so big and brilliant. Just, oh. So bright. I told my mother, I said, listen, there is no way that there's anything like that on anything we have.
When it was close to the ground, did it light up the area at all?
Well, see, now I wasn't where I could see the ground.
Uh-huh.
But it had to. My God, it was brilliant. It had to.
Right.
It had to light it up. Now, you know, I couldn't tell whether it even had touched, but it, you know, I had been looking out back and I didn't see it. And then I walked back over and stepped up, and I was just looking all around on my, up on my patio step coming in my house, and I was just looking all around to see if the wind was blowing at the trees, you know, around the street lights and stuff like this. And I looked over, and all of a sudden there it was. And I'd just been looking there. And now I'm looking at a star, and it doesn't even anywhere compare. One of those great, even if you look at a street light from a distance, there's no way anybody could have gotten it mixed up. No way. You might have thought it was an airplane on fire. I mean, it was just brilliant.
Right.
Just too brilliant to explain. I wish at the time you could just snap your fingers and have somebody here, you know?
Right.
I've never felt this way before in my life. I'm keyed up. I'll never go to bed.
Thanks again for the call.
Yeah, thanks for listening to me. And let me know.
Will do.
Any way or the other, if you find out anything.
We certainly will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.